Good day. I'm John Sliggers. State Representative Jeff Taylor of Sioux Center says the Iowa Senate is working hard toward completion of their proposed budgets for the new fiscal year. Senator Taylor says what's holding up consideration are reaching final overall targets.
Once we get the final numbers over on the Senate side, I can't speak for the House, but on the Senate side, we had a target, but because our target is considerably lower than the governor, and much, much lower than the House, which is the highest of the three entities, we are going to probably be raising the amount of money that's available across the board.
Once spending targets are set, funds will be distributed to each of the major budget areas for adjustment by the chamber. There is a large budget surplus, and Senator Taylor says the temptation is to spend more money.
Now, some of that money is sort of a rainy day fund that we don't have access to unless there's some sort of an emergency. On the other hand, we, unlike some of my Democratic colleagues, we don't want to just spend because we have some money in the bank. We want to make sure that the spending is sustainable.
Taylor says most of these budgets carry over into the following fiscal year, so lawmakers must be careful to be disciplined with their budgeting. Yesterday, the Lamars Community School District announced the recipient of the 2024 Teacher of the Year. Amy Galing, a fourth grade teacher at Cluckhone Elementary School, has been with the school district for 21 years. She's also a mentor teacher and a model teacher through the district's Teacher Leadership Program. The Decades of Excellence Crystal Bell Award is co-sponsored by the LCSD Foundation and the LCS Alumni Association. This annual award honors outstanding teachers who have dedicated their careers to educating the community's children. Galing will be honored at the Foundation Banquet on Wednesday, April 24, at the Lamars Convention Center. The Lamars Police Department is forming a trail safety patrol. Police Chief Kevin Vanovec says they are outfitting a golf cart to use as a patrol vehicle on the city's trails. Vanovec says the recreation trails in Lamars are very popular.
Pretty full. I mean, I go out on the trail myself with my bicycle, and I see people walking, riding bicycle on rollerblades, skateboards. It's pretty busy.
The chief is looking for a certain type of person to serve on the safety patrol.
Yeah, pretty simple there as well. 18 years of age, have a positive and friendly demeanor, and just want to get out and give something back to the community.
The volunteers will patrol all of the city's 12 miles of trails. They will be asked to serve 2 hours a week, and you can set your own schedule. Volunteers are still welcome to apply. Contact the police department by phone or find the link on the Lamars Police Department webpage. March was a busy month for building permits in Plymouth County. Projects worth a total of $4.3 million were permitted. There were 7 farm building permits, including 4 machine sheds, 2 grain bins, and a house with a value of just over $1 million. Non-farm construction includes a $2.2 million water tower near Craig, as well as a pole barn, garage additions, and 2 structures at the Plymouth County Road Department. Northwestern College announced that Jackie Davis has been named their Vice President for Advancement. Davis is currently the Director of Advancement at Northwestern. Davis has been a fundraising professional for 23 years, the past 14 at Northwestern. She begins work at her new post in July. Last week, Northwestern announced that Russ Adams was named to serve as Director of the Master of Education Program and Educational Administration and as Assistant Director of Northwestern's Center for Innovation and Leadership. Adams has been the superintendent at MOC Floyd Valley Schools for 11 years and will retire from that post in June. He begins his new duties at Northwestern in August. And the Iowa Supreme Court has unanimously reversed a $790,000 verdict awarded a state employee in a hostile work environment lawsuit. Tracy White filed the lawsuit in 2019 against her supervisor at the Department of Human Services. The state appealed, saying several so-called Me Too reports of harassment by others against McEnroy should not have been allowed in the case. The Supreme Court agreed, saying White failed to establish that she personally experienced sufficient severe or pervasive conduct. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sliggers.